Thank you, everyone, for coming. My name is BJ. I'm a food addict from Boulder, Colorado. I'm so happy to be here. Hi, everyone. I thought I was going to have a PowerPoint presentation, so I was just told by Juliet there's no money for that, so I'm going to wing it. I am on the committee for virtual services, and I think I'd like to start with a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Is there a volunteer to read the steps? Thank you. Lori, if you can come up here, please. Is there a volunteer to read the traditions after Lori? Nandy, thank you.
Hi, my name is Lori. I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater. Hi. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
I'm Mandy, I'm a food addict. I got it here. Mm-hmm. Hi. 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such should never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, OA has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name might never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions. Ever remind us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you, Mandy and Lori. How I thought, Mandy, if you can time me for 15 minutes, please. I would talk about the new region for 15 minutes. Mandy's going to share for 10 minutes about how working a virtual program works for her. I had another person that was going to talk for 10 minutes, but she couldn't make it. But mostly I want to open it up to the audience. If you want to have 2 or 3 minute pitches of how you work your virtual program and how it's impacted your life. But in World Service this year, the theme was Growing OA Recovery Worldwide. That was the theme. And they voted in a virtual region to start 2019, January 2019. And so everyone knows the inverted pyramid where groups are on the top, and then we report to intergroups, and then we have 10 regions, and like we're in Region 3, it's 6 states. In Region 3, we have 450 meetings, and we belong to 21 intergroups. So they added the virtual region to give a voice and a vote to the phone meetings. So in general, people who are on a phone meeting don't have a voice and a vote at the OA World Service. So this is why this was created. And then so the regions report to the World Service Business Conference, and then we have a board of trustees, and so that's the inverted pyramid that all the business decisions are made at the World Service Business Conference by the board of trustees, and we send delegates to the World Service. And so the petition is to have every phone meeting have a virtual intergroup rep that will report to a virtual intergroup and then send an intergroup rep to a virtual World Service. And so I'll try to explain that. But it's like, what do intergroups do? We create local events like this. We deal with public information like nine news health fairs, or if we just found out that there was something at the Denver Convention Center about weight, and so we sent two representatives to that convention about how to manage your weight, or Naropa had something in Boulder, and we sent in OA representatives to have a booth at that event. So if the Dental Association has an event in our area, we send someone from OA to have an OA booth and to carry the message that way. So, and to help local. One other thing in groups do, they help local groups carry the message. Like, I don't know, like I go back to the health fairs, but they send a representative like me from Northern Colorado to go to a local region, this is an assembly, or to World Service. And we usually meet monthly. So that's on the physical plane of a face-to-face intergroup. We want to create the same thing on the virtual side. So like for every 10 phone meetings, they could send an intergroup rep to an assembly like this or to World Service. What do regions do? Like our Region 3, they help intergroups like Central Colorado, Northern Colorado, carry the message to the region. We go to them with our problems, or I'll just throw out this. Ginger was going to be one of our topics. She came to our intergroup and said, I want to have a traditions meeting. So we're like, absolutely. It's in February, little commercial. But so I called our region vice chair, Kathy, and I just wanted to run some procedures by her. And she said, oh, you're having a literature workshop? Do you want some money for it? I'm like, sure. So there's all these resources that we don't know that we have. That's why you want to belong to an intergroup, for that support. Like, if, wherever you are, if you want our region chair to come to your area and have a workshop, she'll fly out and do a traditions workshop. If you want to do one on sponsorship, that's what you want to belong to. That's what regions do. Anyway, they have newsletters, and we just can send our problems up to them if we like have a trouble with a disruptive member, that kind of thing. We have a acting vice chair, and he says, just like you don't want to work your program alone, you don't want to just be a group alone. You really want to be associated to an intergroup or a region to help you out. So right now, the virtual region represents 600 phone meetings. So that gives you an idea that they're not represented. So 150 of those phone meetings actually belong to an intergroup right now. Like Mandy will talk that she had a small meeting. There's like three of them that they might have folded if they didn't turn it into a hybrid phone meeting. And so, and then of course I would have died because I wouldn't have found her meeting. But about 40 people call in every week from all over the world to this phone meeting where there's only three of us sitting there. So I guess what I'm trying to say, so 150 phone meetings are associated with an intergroup. So that our room-filled meeting, it's a hybrid, but we're associated with a face-to-face intergroup. So that leaves us, if I try to do the math, like 450 phone meetings that aren't affiliated with a an intergroup. So, and what we want to do as a virtual region is have assemblies like this, but maybe it'll be video conferencing, you know, so we can do more without the money part of it by putting this on. So we can have more assemblies, we can have more conventions. We right now meet video conferencing, and it'll hold up to 1,000 faces on the video conferencing. The quality of the line is really amazing. So I want to say that's the gist of why the virtual region was created, to do the same thing as geographical regions and to help the virtual intergroups carry the message. So right now we're trying to help them formulate and experience sharing and just ways to carry the message virtually. So what I can do is send you a link to the next meeting. It's Saturday, October 20th, and you just click on this link, and your face appears, and you can share. You can have a voice of how this region is going to look like. But that's really the gist in a nutshell, is we want every phone meeting to have a virtual intergroup rep. And if your meeting is struggling, like you don't have enough strong abstinence, maybe we can help you convert it into a hybrid meeting, like a phone meeting where people, once you put it on the OA website under phone meetings, people will call in. And so that's where you get support. You can have speakers call in and just whatever, speak at your meeting. There's many resources, so I think that's where I want to stop with my presentation. And Mandy, if you want to talk about your virtual program, and then we'll open it up to questions. The link, yeah, that's where it would have been on my presentation. So I think the best I can do is if you leave me your email, I'll send you the link. And you want to pass this on to other people, because it starts January 1st, and we can all be part of this virtual region. We can all have a say on how it should formulate, what it should look like. Please go ahead. I'm from Northern Colorado, so we have our own intergroup. Okay. So I can give it to you, and you can post it on yours. We'll post it on ours. So we're just in the formation. This was just voted in. I want to say May, we just got our acting officers, we just got our bylaws. So this is region, a virtual region, yep. So there's meetings that don't happen in real time. So you have a topic, and whether it's on WhatsApp, we don't want to promote any one medium, right? But I think you have to be invited in, right? You call the person, they invite you in, and then it's just a topic, and you just speak or type to the topic. So it doesn't happen in real time. It includes Facebook meetings. We're putting parameters on, you know, if you want to join, I'm not on Facebook, so how do you do that private setting so it's only you guys? So we have all those guidelines. And we'll give you this link. It's called oavirtualservices.org. If you go to that right now, you'll find out how to start a phone meeting, how to do Facebook, how to do WhatsApp, how do you do a Zoom meeting, how you do a meeting, not in real time, on and on. So all that is on the oavirtualservices.org. On October 20th is our next planning meeting for the OA Virtual Region. And so that's when we're going to start the call to action to how do we get the message to each phone meeting to send in a virtual rep. And then once you have 10, that'll be a region. So will it be by medium? Right now it's by the face-to-face is by geographical. So will it be by all Zoom meetings, all phone meetings, all whatever it is, we don't know. And then you always have the option, you've always had the option that if you represent your phone meeting, say you're the virtual intergroup rep, you always have the option to go to the face-to-face intergroup where you live. So that's always been an option. So that's available to you too. So what we're trying to do is just bring OA together. We are one. We are OA. Whether you work it virtually, not in real time, on Facebook, we are one. We might get here differently, but we're here because of the solution is here. I'm sure a lot of our stories are the same. I was dying in the rooms, and that's why I joined 12 Step Within, but I somehow stumbled onto phone meetings and found a home. And so I think that's the message. You can get really, really good recovery just doing a phone meeting. And the message has always been, if you find recovery in a face-to-face, dial into a phone meeting. Spread that recovery. Myself, if I'm getting recovery just on the phone meetings, I go to face-to-face. We want to spread this. Because there are going to be people in face-to-face where they get injured, a child is sick, there's a snowstorm, they travel, that you can supplement your meeting by going on to a strong phone meeting. And we ask the face-to-face meetings, what's the obstacle with, you know, the virtual world? Because they perceive us as, one, not carrying our own weight in the seventh tradition. It's like they're pulling all the weight, and we're floating along. So they can't see our physical recovery. Obviously, you can hear our physical recovery. I hear myself when I'm drunk on the food. So those are the big obstacles. And so we're trying to get the virtual side to carry their weight, whether it's on the seventh tradition. Someone asked me a question. Our operating budget is $1.8 million for OA. That's the cost of operating OA. Al-Anon is $7 million. AA is $10 million. We are cutting programs because we don't have the money. We have people who want to go to the AMA conventions, to the dental conventions, but we don't have money to send them. So we have passionate PIPO people, but we don't have the funds for it. So, just that awareness that we're not self-supporting through our own voluntary contributions. We have to use 46% of our literature sales to help our operating budget out. And we certainly understand if you can't afford it. If you can't afford it, that's the bottom line. But if you can, just try and contribute towards OA to help carry the message. Yes, but right now you can go to OA.org and donate to World Service Translation. I put my meeting numbers, 55440, that this is going towards that. They don't actually get the money right now, so that's the only thing. They get credit for it, but if they need to pay rent, that's OA World Service doesn't give it to them. But they publish every year. You can go on the website and see how much your meeting gives every year. I mean, we just saw what Denver gives a year, their intergroup, and then what the individual meetings give. So that's a hard fact. But it is coming down the pipe that you'll be able to click a link and send money to that. But many people do the automatic reoccurring contributions, whether it's $30 a month to World Service, and then they'll put their group number. Thanks. And Mandy, thank you for...
Hi, everybody. I'm Mandy. I'm a food addict and compulsive overeater. I'm going to explain how we do our phone meeting that's a hybrid slash in-person meeting. Leading up to this, we had a small in-person face-to-face meeting in Brimfield, and low attendance. It had always historically been pretty low attendance, but it was kind of just never picked up. So we said, should we close the meeting, or should we potentially introduce a phone component and see if we can also turn it into a phone meeting, and then folks all over can call in? And so we did that. We found a free conference call line that we could use and published that on the internet as an OA meeting. And then folks from all over the country, and we have several nations sometimes that call into our meeting. All we do simply is I just put my cell phone on speaker, and that's it. And it works fine. And now technology has advanced to the point that we now have a line where we can have a digital dashboard and monitor the phone call. So if somebody's line isn't muted, we can mute it for them, or eliminate any background noise, stuff like that. Also, I'm not sure if you guys have experienced this, but for a little while now, there's been somebody who's kind of a heckler on the lines. And so there's been an issue with disruptions at meetings. And now we're able to just knock that person off the phone call and they don't hassle us. Well, that happened last week, and this week we got on our digital dashboard and it was clean. And if there's anybody causing the issues, there wasn't anybody, but we can mute lines now and use our dashboard. And so of my three meetings each week, two are phone meetings and then one is this hybrid meeting. I'm the chair of Northern Colorado Intergroup. We've used it for, Intergroup, we've used Zoom and Skype, and again, not to get into any particular brand, but there's a whole bunch of different ways that we've been trying to make Intergroup more accessible to folks so that if there's a snowstorm or if people live far away in Fort Collins or Boulder or Broomfield or wherever, they still have access to participate, and that's been really helpful. I'm trying to think what else. Do you guys have any questions about how to set up?
Uh-huh.
People didn't seem to be too concerned about that. If anything, over the phone, they feel more anonymous because nobody can see them. But I think there's now a clause, correct me if I'm wrong, on OA's website that has a disclaimer, if you will, that says, like, if you're on a phone meeting, there's the potential now that people can see your phone number and stuff like that. But it's up to you if you disclose that you're on the phone meeting or not verbally. And you can remain, if you're in a situation where you're having a tough time and just need to listen, you can just listen in on a phone meeting. But I don't think people have had much issue with that. Regarding the recording, I know there are some meetings that do record the speaker, and they'll say, like, for recording purposes, we're going to start the recording now. If you do not want to be recorded, then either give a fictitious name or don't say your name. And they'll, like, give a disclaimer like that. We don't record our phone meetings, so that piece hasn't been. But if people did have that fear, and I think, again, that there's just that disclaimer on OA's website. And if they were recording it, I think they're supposed to disclose that during the course of the meeting. Yeah, some people have gotten abstinent just over the phone when they live in remote regions. Just go to OA.org. Of all the meetings you said, there's face-to-face, non-real-time, phone and online meetings. Just click on phone meeting or whichever one that person wants. Click on phone meetings, and then there are so many phone meetings. And they have phone meeting marathons on holidays, so you can stay on the phone all day to help you not eat. But just go to phone meetings online, and you can choose the day, the time, the type. They have a filter that you can do for newcomers, 100-pounders. You know, there's a whole bunch of different categories. Men's meetings, whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can filter by them, yeah. And time zone, you can filter by time zone, too. Some meetings are like... Ours doesn't do we did for our intergroup, we did the face, but our meeting is just audible. But some meetings, I think, are listed as Skype or Zoom or whatever that you can see people. I haven't been in one of those phone meetings, but except for intergroup. But, yeah, I think that's a possibility. Any other questions before I hand it over back to BJ? There's no cost involved for the phone call. Is that what you're asking? Or, like, dollars? No. You can keep it as simple as a free conference call line, and then all the intergroup reps are just simply making a phone call, and then they can just call into the conference, and that's it. It depends, but I'm sure it'll be less than your intergroup reps, because, I mean, it can hold maybe 100 people, 150 people, depending on your conference call line, but it should be more than adequate, and it's free, so. But, yeah, that's why we did it and how we did it.
But you also have to have internet.
Nope. Somebody can just call in. I mean, it depends on if you're using, like, Zoom or Skype. There's an app for the phone. You can call. I mean, you can do both usually for those, but you can also just get a free conference call and have people just – and usually those come with a phone number. Like, the Zoom also has a phone number. Is that right, BJ? So they can just call the conference call number, and they'll miss out on the image, but they can still hear. Sure. Now we have a group of regulars. There's, I think, like this morning, maybe there were 25 people who called in. It's consistent. It's strong. There's an occasion, like weekends like this, where nobody in person is. People were in town today, but there's been like once a year where we all go to a convention. We'll say that's a phone meeting only, but it's gotten strong. It's consistent. That meeting now has been around for 15 years, and I'd say the last 5, 8 have included a phone component, and I think it would have died without that phone component. But if you're traveling sick, it just works, and you can get abstinent. I know people in Hawaii or other countries that the message has been carried, and they literally got abstinent over the phone. People just say their name and what their vote is. So, like, we have a motion. Do we have a second? BJ seconds. And then let's all vote. And BJ will say, BJ, I, like, yes. And Mandy, no. And they just, that's how it also works on the phone call. Like, who wants to share? And then they say, Mandy. Okay, Mandy, go ahead. Or if two people say it at the same time, then they might just clarify. I heard BJ and Mandy. BJ, you go first. Mandy, you go next. For anonymity, usually we know in the intergroup who's on because there's only 5 or 10 of us, so we know if it's a person that's legit or not, and we're giving out, yeah, and we can also see via our new technology and digital dashboard who's exactly calling in. We can see their numbers, so we could, if it was, like, the heckler guy or whatever, we could knock them off. Oh, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Do you know the answer? And that's very timely because next week are our elections, so we better find out the answer in a week. Do you know the answer to that? We'll find out.
I do know a solution that we're exploring, which is Yahoo Groups. You can make a poll.
Yahoo Groups?
Yeah. Okay. You can create a group and do a poll where only the person who has a tally.
Okay.
And I don't think they see who voted what necessarily. So, but I asked our virtual trustee Dora that too, and she hasn't talked about it. So
okay. Okay, thank you. But that's a good question. Anything else?
Thank you, Mandy. Are you currently on the virtual service committee? Since you talked to Dora. Dora's our trustee. This was discussed yesterday, Friday, in our business meeting, but how do we make it accessible to young people? And so with World Service, with our budget, we redid the OA.org, and we ran out of money to do the search engine. So if you want to do young people, we have everything, all the young people documents, but if you put in young people, all your documents are going to come up. So we hope to fund that one. And then we have a web technology that you might know of, a committee that's working on a geolocator and an OA app. So in real time, you pull up OA and it's like, oh, there's a meeting around the corner in 10 minutes. Or I can go to a phone meeting. Another resource I just thought of, if you don't have a computer, because we get that, I don't have a computer. If you call OA website, they'll print out the phone meetings. You know, if you want to focus or not focus, I mean, they'll print out every single, all 600 phone meetings. Or if you want to face-to-face, they'll print out, because you don't have a computer, they'll print out in your area by day. So there's many resources. And our chair just talked about, if you don't know how to get on the computer, just call one of us. We'll walk you through. You click this, you click that, did you get that? I mean, that's what this fellowship is all about. You know, it's a WE program. Any other questions? I think I ran out of things I wanted to talk about. It will be a separate region. So back to my slide here. We'd have the 10 regions and what they represent, like region 9 might be Asia, back to ours is the 6 states, region 2 is California, that kind of thing. So we're not calling it the 11th region, it's just called virtual region that will represent all the 600 phone meetings and growing. Any other questions? We wanted to call it the high-tech version. I mean, we live in a high-tech world. Thank God we have e-readers. You know, we don't have to take all these books. I was going to bring in all my old books where I take a tear out a chapter at a time. I mean, so it's like we have this technology. Let's connect. Like driving here, I got a call from Sweden, and she it was 10 at night, and she was working for her old employer for free to do her amends, because while she worked for that employer, she goofed off. And so she was just getting off her shift of working for free. That was her second job. I'm like, oh my God, you know, so just to connect with people all over the world doing the exact same thing, whether it's on the phone meeting or face to face, that's where we're one. And it really, really energizes me to know that we're all doing the same all over the world. So come join us on this bandwagon. from our hybrid meeting. So, yeah. Or another meeting, another phone meeting. I have three committed meetings that she somehow got my number from another meeting. And so I probably speak to like five or six people from Sweden and Israel. I mean, it just is all over the world. Mandy talked about Hawaii. I mean, so it's 3 o'clock here. If it's like 9 p.m., it's like I know I can call Hawaii. You know, it's like they're still up. We have a We Care list, so when you call in and you share, I say my name is BJ, whatever, and after I share, I leave my phone number. And then so people take down my phone number and they call me, and especially if I sign up as a newcomer greeter, or I call them, I mean, we just, yeah, we need outreach calls, right? So we have a meeting list of someone that takes telephone numbers for each meeting, and sometimes I'll call her and say, can you take a picture of it and send it to me? So it's implied that if you leave your phone number, you want calls, you want support calls. Some people will say, I'll pass for today. Some people will just do their email, but it's rare. It's like once a year that people don't leave their phone number or email. And we get to hook up with people who are passionate about carrying the message. There's Bill in New York who keeps a list of male sponsors. You know, we are working on, I say this every month at our meetings, but we're working on going live on OA.org with a sponsor speaker list. That if you are available to sponsor, you'll go on OA.org. You know, do the drop-down menu and just say you're available. If you want a sponsor, if you need a sponsor, you'll go on that website and say, I need a sponsor. And then the same thing with the speaker list. If you want to be available to be a speaker, if you're looking for a speaker, that kind of thing. Because obviously we all agree the main thing is to get a sponsor, right? You know, work the program. But I just invite all of you to spread the word that we all want to do this together. This is our region. If you participate in a phone meeting, please be a part of it. If you are face-to-face, please still be a part of it. Together we're stronger. So in the Broomfield, we have business meetings every other month. And we end, normally it's an hour and 15 minutes. We end at 1 hour, and then we take a roll call of who's on the meeting. And then we have a chair, secretary, treasurer, that kind of stuff, and we go through the whole thing. And then in my other meetings, it's the same thing. We take a roll call, and then who's voting on what, any new business, old business. And it's sent around on a distribution email list of the business, our business meeting. Yes, every other month. And can you speak to why someone would do that kind of meeting? Because I just came up with, I mean, just heard of a couple examples of trustees that work their program that way because of a certain reason. Can you speak to that?
Sure. So, like, for me, if I'm traveling a lot, and I might not, and say I'm traveling for business, and so I can look at my phone, but I can't really be on a podcast or a phone call because I'm with colleagues, but I can check out emails, and I get, like, maybe 20 emails a day from different people on the loop. Sometimes they're just checking in. Sometimes they do a daily check-in. Sometimes they are answering a biweekly topic. So we have a topic. That's another service position. Somebody comes up with a topic every 2 weeks. And then if you are in and out of email service, so you can write to the loop. So say you're RV, or you know, you're traveling by mobile home across the U.S. or outside of the U.S., And you can write every day, and then when you stop and get a hotspot or signal, they'll all dump into your email. And as you travel, and especially if, say, your partner is the one who's driving, you have tons of shares to read, get others' experience, strength, and hope, respond. So you always have community and people that are actively working their programs. So those are some examples.
Thank you. That's what I heard, the RV situation, because you don't have internet service all the time. Any other? Please, Jan. Yeah, so the we start 2019, January 1st. So this is the up. Yeah, we're organizing all that. And so I just talked about our next planning meeting October 20th. I forget the time. But you have to click on to this Zoom link, so you'll have to send me your email. I'll send you the Zoom link. You click on it, and then you'll have a voice and a vote. But what was your question? I already forgot.
Does that mean that you have, like, a website? And
we already do. OAvirtualservices.org, and there's a ton of information on there, how to start a hybrid meeting, how to, you know, do a WhatsApp, how you do Zoom, how to do Skype. It goes on and on. But the meetings like this will happen virtually, and we'll have more of them because there's less cost involved. So we'll have, a yearly or two conventions. We'll have assemblies. We'll have... And this is a discussion. Do we have it Friday, you know, from 5-9 to Sunday at noon? Probably not. You know, just might be a Saturday, that kind of thing. It's a Zoom website, and so the address is about this long, because in case you don't have a computer, you can actually call in. So I would, it's best that I send you the link. It's, you know, like 25 numbers. I'm sorry, that one, OA Virtual Services with an S, .org, and it'll tell you. I mean, we have newsletters. If you'd like to write to a newsletter, contribute to this newsletter, how virtual services has impacted your recovery, we would love for you to write an article in our newsletter. It's so exciting. Probably 2 years. Yeah, well, I just learned, I'm part of 12 Step Within. It's helping people who are dying in the rooms, like me. I was dying in the rooms. It was created in 1984, you know, and so I just learned about it 2 years ago. So it's so exciting to, I want to say, do service above the group level and to hook into all these passionate people that are carrying the message and have been for a very long time. So this is just a new thing, and we'd love for you guys to all be a part of this virtual region. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to try and read this, but it's zoom.us/J/, and then this is the phone number that you can call in case you don't have a computer, 409-8956-972. But we'll get it on the denveroa.org website and our website. So it's zoom.us/J/409-8956-972. The phone number that if you just want to dial in, 409-8956-972. Thank you. Saturday the 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday, October 20th. Thank you.